his own rhetorical question, quoted in the complaint, why would I not only admit to something that didn't happen, but also knowingly admit to something that would jeopardize my ROTC scholarship and future serving my country? That's the defense ground he stood on. So he asked that the decision be made on the basis of his credibility.
Well, he wasn't given an opportunity to contest hers because she didn't appear live at the hearing, if it can be called that. It wasn't really a hearing, it was a meeting before this three-person panel. And so he wasn't given an opportunity, the normal opportunity when there's a credibility judgment to be made, to cross-examine and expose the weaknesses in the accuser's story.